Coco, congrats on the win. How did you feel out on the court tonight?
Yeah, I felt good today. Felt like I was playing well. Obviously, you know, just Ella, she's, you know, in a nerve-wracking environment. So it's maybe I had the little bit of advantage when I came to that, but overall happy with how I played.
How did you spend these days before your first match? Because I think you came here on Friday last week, so you had a lot of time to prepare it for. Did you use the time for also for your clay preparation, or did you already did the transition from hard court to clay between Miami and, and now?
Yeah, I was already on clay right after Miami, basically. I got here early just because I felt like last year I maybe got here too late, but I also played on Wednesday last year. So yeah, I think this year I came a little bit early just to give myself more time to adjust to the clay and indoor conditions here too. So yeah, I think overall, I think it was a good decision.
I remember last year you said you like to explore the cities and so on. Well, did you do anything to see something of Stuttgart and the region maybe?
I went to the mall. That was probably about it. I went to the mall, and then I went to this restaurant called Noah. It was just pretty good. Yesterday, I tried to walk to find a park, but I got lost, so I kind of just went back to the hotel. But maybe tomorrow I'll do something. I don't know if much is open because of the holiday, but I'll at least try to go outside and do find another park and not get lost.
Hi, Coco. I want to ask you about Coco Gauff Enterprises. We are all so excited. Yes. Can you tell us a bit more, maybe your first steps?
Yeah, I think for me, I wanted to kind of create something for myself to succeed off court and have a lot of passions. And there's a lot of things that I want to do. I can't really talk about a lot yet, but I definitely want to start more on the philanthropic side and building my foundation and giving back. That's something that I always was important to me. So we started the process a while ago, but I guess kind of just announcing that, and then, you know, other things that I want to get involved in, like production and management and things like that. So it's going to be a broad kind of branch of things, but the first focus for me was definitely on the foundation.
The tournament announced yesterday that it's already sold out from Wednesday until the final day.
Oh,
so
cool.
I do wonder, when you stepped into the court, the stadium was completely packed. There was that music introduction with lights and everything in the crowd. Obviously, they were probably cheering more for the for your opponent because she's the local player. But did you also get the feeling of something, or you were already in your bubble with the headphones and stuff?
Yeah, no, I definitely noticed the crowd size. I think this is my third or fourth time playing the tournament. I definitely think this is the most packed it's been on, at least from my first match, which I thought it was just because of her. But it's cool to know that, you know, a lot of people here in Stuttgart are supporting women's tennis. And I feel like the tournament has grown every year since I played. And I think they do a great job, you know, player-wise, providing for the players and making sure that we're well accommodated. Obviously, I've never experienced the fan experience, but obviously they must be doing well on that end too if people are deciding to come back and maybe inviting some more friends to play. So, yeah, it's great, and that's actually cool to know, you know, that a women's event is selling out, which I shouldn't be surprised because we do have a strong competition. I think that this is probably the hardest 500 on tour for sure.
Well, tomorrow is a special day. Authorities obviously want us to take a rest.
Yeah.
Well, it's a holy day, kind of.
Yes.
Maybe you have some days during the year that are holy for you, that you are, that you want to enjoy. And yes, what days, dates would that be, and what would you do then?
Yeah, I am Christian, so Good Friday is something I do celebrate. Usually I am overseas or practicing on this day. But in the past, I would just have food with my family and maybe something my church will hold. But since I'm here, I don't know, I'll probably just read the Bible and that's about it. I don't really know what else I could do. But yeah, it's a cool kind of weekend that we have to celebrate, you know, Jesus's life and everything about that. So it is cool that the tournament kind of acknowledges that and gives us a day to kind of celebrate that. Oh, other days? I mean, Christmas, that's pretty much the two big ones in my life. Yeah, just Christmas, Easter, and that's about it. I mean, we don't get too many days off in the U.S. We don't always take a lot of holidays, so it's, yeah, only for these days, usually.
Time just named Serena Williams one of the 100 most influential people of 2025.
Yeah.
Would something like that be a goal or a dream for you too, someday?
Yeah, it will definitely be a cool thing. I mean, Serena's on another level. Time did, like, I think 2 years ago, it was one part of the list of Women of the Year. So that was pretty cool. And influential people of all time. I mean, that's an incredible accomplishment that she definitely deserves. She probably influenced millions, and I'm one of them. Not only in tennis, but worldwide, just to be strong women, especially women of color. So it's well deserved. I wasn't surprised when I saw that, and her photos look really good.
I want to ask about your next opponent, Jasmine Paolini. She said in the press conference before that you two played a couple of times in practice lately in the latest months. I do wonder if you saw something that she does really well, especially since she became like a top 10 player, where she can be really tough to face. If this surface can probably level even more the matchup with her.
Yeah, I think she's an incredible mover and she has a really good forehand. So I think those are things we haven't played recently on tour, but we do practice together, like she said. But yeah, I mean, everybody knows about Jasmine and also the fight that she has in her. She never gives up. I've never seen her do that on the court. So it's going to be a tough one on Saturday, but I think that it's going to be good preparation for Roland Garros for me. Thanks.